It entails doing exactly what I did. I worked hard to get my story out, the truth out. In doing so, that's why I talk about how good God is. He just placed things there. I didn't set it up. I just simply talked to get the truth out. And the white farmer stepped forward. Other things started happening for people to step back and say, "What is this? Were we all duped?" And yes, the answer was yes. And they were able to see it. Yes. My grandchildren, they were so proud of their grandmother working for the first black president. I had broken down a barrier by being the first black person in the position at Rural Development. And I tell you, that was a tough thing, but I knew for them, I had to fight. I had to fight to show them that when you do the right thing, you can win in the end.
Winning in the end, I guess the end of your case was just the new beginning for you. So what have you been doing since then?
Oh gosh, I say that I'm more working. I'm 65 years old now, and I thought at this age, in those earlier years, I used to envision my husband and I just being able to rest and think about the earlier years when we worked so hard out there fighting for the rights of everyone. But I work more now than I did then. I believe because I'm working to help farmers get a vegetable processing center so that they can sell produce to the school systems, having to train them to grow it properly to do that. I'm working on a racial healing project, helping to set up farmers markets in the area, going out speaking. The fact that this happened to me has given me the opportunity to share and to encourage others to work in their communities. So, it's been, yes, a terrible thing was turned around, and I'm able to connect with so many more people as I go about the country speaking. And now the book,
You decided to dedicate your entire career to the farmland, to the farmers, to agriculture. Are there any issues that were very pressing in the past that haven't been resolved yet that still need a change?
The small farmer, especially black farmer, there are still issues around credit. Now, the secretary just issued something last week. I'm not sure it's totally being enacted yet, trying to come up with a way for small growers to actually borrow a smaller amount of money to be able to farm. That's a change. That's a change in the right direction. I can tell you that initiative that I developed while I was at Rural Development, they looked at my record. I didn't stay there a whole year, but they saw, gosh, she was able to get three times more money into persistently poor areas in Georgia in that short time than they had done in the previous 8 years. What did she do? So they looked at it. He actually developed his own initiative modeled after my initiative, and he calls his Strike Force. He didn't tell it at first, but then when the people kept calling me asking, they finally had to reveal that yes, he's using my initiative as a model. There's so many problems for small farmers as we've moved to corporate farms in this country, and it's the small growers, those who care more about the land, will care more about their communities. That's why so many communities are dying because we moved to this bigger is better, and in doing bigger is better, we moved to a point where corporations don't care about people. That's a real negative change that has happened through the years because we were all about small farms and communities and so forth. What's going to happen to bring that back? I don't know, but we are trying it, one little farm at a time.